Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Hashtag MoLedge podcast. Tomorrow is election day and it's very exciting. This is Rachel Herndon-Dunn at the Missouri Times, and I've got two people with me today, which I'm sure you'll be very excited about. I, of course, have Alicia Scher, my rockstar reporter, and it is Aaron Basham. His first podcast with us. He is our new multimedia guy.
Hey, how's it going?
If and when I remember to order your business cards, it's just going to say multimedia guy.
That's perfect.
He's a video and audio genius, and he's better at this stuff than I am, so that should make you very happy. So first off, we've got the top five stories last week. Are you ready for this, Alicia?
I am so ready for this.
So the number one most read story on the Missouri Times last week was the Republican Party calls for a federal investigation into anonymous anti-Hawley mailers. And so I received a bunch of these.
Yeah, people all over the state received them.
I'm just saying, like, I did not receive, like, any mailers until, like, this year.
Yeah.
And I complained a lot on Twitter about it, and I'm really glad that people have been responsive, and now we can barely open my mailbox.
I've been getting a lot of mailers, too. Both Hawley and McCaskill.
Interesting.
Yeah. I haven't had any.
No mailers for you?
Mm.
Anyway, so there's like four or five of these mailers that attack Hawley and then point to a third party candidate.
Yeah, so they...
No paid for by... But all, really professional looking.
They look really good. Craig O'Dear and...
Mr. Campbell,
which are the two people that the ads promote, have both denied any involvement with them.
Yeah. I've talked to Mr. Campbell a lot because he was on, was he on the guns one? It was like, Josh Hawley wants to take your guns, but you know who doesn't? Mr. Campbell.
Yeah. And then McCaskill has also denied that her campaign had anything to do with the ads. And the Kansas City Star actually pointed to an outside organization.
Had similar talking points,
but they have not responded if they've actually paid for the ad.
So we've got a neck and neck federal race now, and both candidates have called for investigations.
Into the other one. Yeah.
Yep.
So. And it is with the ethics complaints blackout with the...
Yeah.
Election.
Blackout period.
Literally being tomorrow.
So that's fun. Number two most read story of last week is the October 2018 tip sheet. So we had the 8 days out numbers. Alicia got those plugged in. We got our last minute analysis and intel into that. I encourage you to go read it because it's very long and you would be very aggravated at me if I sat here and read it to you.
It is very long and I appreciate if you read it so that... All of our hard work.
That is important, yes. Fruitful hard work. Number three is a repeat, right? BFW Missouri endorses Amendment 2. And we'll talk about it in a little bit some more, but Amendment 2 has a lot of endorsements.
Yeah.
Both sides of the aisle now. We had a new op-ed go up this morning. I encourage you to go read it. We'll talk about that in a second, too. Number four, our opinion, Hawley's policies trump McCaskill's personality for U.S. Senate. So the Missouri Times editorial board put their second editorial that we have written in-house. And it was saying that, you know, not only will Missouri be in a good place with either McCaskill or Hawley, but we ultimately support Hawley. And are hoping for his win because he has better policies than McCaskill. I encourage you to go read it. It's interesting.
And number five on the list is a repeat that was
from August.
2 months ago.
You wrote that on my birthday.
Exactly, 2 months ago.
So, Alicia wrote the story in August. Missourians will have three options for legalizing medical marijuana on November ballot. And in case you missed it, you will have three options on the November ballot tomorrow.
It's just, the story is just a breakdown of what they are.
So we've got two.
Basically, the ins and outs.
Two constitutional amendments.
And one statutory change.
Amendment 2 and 3. Amendment 2 is the new approach Missouri. That's the one with probably, I would say, the most endorsements at this point.
Amendment 3 is...
The Bradshaw Amendment.
By Find the Cures, which is financially supported by
Brad Bradshaw.
I actually, on my Facebook feed, started getting advertisements this weekend promoting Amendment 3.
Interesting. You see, it's always... interesting to look and see how campaigns are spending money whenever we're not seeing it as voters.
Yeah.
Like, where is that money going?
So, and then the other Bradshaw-funded campaign committee, which is Amendment 2, is a big lie.
Yes, opposing Amendment
2. I also started getting ads from them on Facebook.
Digital ads?
Digital ads on Facebook, which was interesting because other than that, the only ads I've gotten related to this election were sponsored by the Farm Bureau.
I'm not saying you're typecasted. I've been getting a lot of Sarah Walsh ads. I've been getting a lot of Sarah Walsh for state rep ads. I'm not in her district, but apparently the Missouri Hospital Association has endorsed her, and they're running some digital ads. Digital ads are amazing, though, because you can go from no ads to ads everywhere in less than 10 minutes if you do it right. Anyway, that's an aside for another day. Top stories of this week. Are you ready, Alicia?
I am so ready.
Are we even talking this week, or are we talking like the next 36 hours?
I'm guessing the next 36 hours.
So the topic, obviously, on a lot of people's minds, the U.S. Senate race between McCaskill and Hawley. Hawley today is making stops in Springfield, Jefferson City, Blue Springs, St. Louis, and then he has an event with President Trump again in Cape Girardeau tonight.
Yes, in a Cape Girardeau.
At 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
That's my bedtime. Anyway,
that's my bedtime.
So, Alicia, you will be going to the Jefferson City stop. We saw some pictures from the Springfield stop this morning, and it was packed.
I'm impressed that he can fit all of those in the time frames that he has set, because driving distance with my lead foot, I would be hesitant to make a
move. I'm going
to
go ahead and guess there's a plane there. And I'm going to go ahead and also guess that they don't have a secondary RV making appearances as well. That's me. Anyway, so there's a lot of petty buzz also happening in and around that race as people get ready to vote. A lot of people knocking doors. You sent me a video yesterday of a door knocker took a McCaskill hang tag or whatever you want to call it.
And switched it out, and for, switched a out
for a Hollywood. And I mean, I honestly don't know very many seasoned canvassers who haven't done that before. But to see it on a Ring doorbell is great. Yeah.
Well, the one thing is, I remember when I was walking around with door knockers from the Prop 8 campaign, and they were like, oh, no, you can't. It's like a federal violation to touch anything in someone, like, mail on their doors or anything. Like, you can't even open their mailbox.
Yes, don't touch the mailbox. Just don't do that. And if their doorbell has a video camera on it, don't act sketchy. I mean,
I think you should just never act sketchy to start with.
Just don't act sketchy. So we've got some polling numbers. The Missouri Scout released new polling showing Josh Hawley and Claire McCaskill tied at 47% each. The DSCC, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, released new numbers as well, also having them tied, but at 46-46. And both of those polls included the three party alternate party candidates. So currently neck and neck. That is interesting.
I feel like
that polling was done around the time that Trump did the visit in Columbia, right?
I believe so.
That's interesting.
Right after that.
And Hawley's been trending up.
So it is definitely
neck and neck. It's not a fluke, that's for sure.
As Trump said during the Thursday rally, it's going to be whoever shows up to the polls.
Yeah, I've been seeing, so obviously early voting is closed now, but I've seen several pictures on Twitter of lines at the early voting poll places, like legitimately long lines, like would not go to that Red Lobster level lines. Hard pass.
Yeah, there is also some stuff on Twitter that showed that early voting was up.
Yeah. And so, there's an article on governing. I think I just tweeted it. I might not have because I'm old and don't know how to work things anymore. But there was a article from governing that said, or there's some people who theorize that if early voting's up, maybe election day voting will be down. I don't subscribe to that school of thought.
I
think this will be an outlier as far as midterm elections go. What do you think?
I think people are really motivated, and whichever side of the aisle they're on, they have feelings. And they're going to vote their feelings.
You come from a family of voters?
Yeah, yeah. So
are they all excited to vote tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say personally, I've seen more outreach trying to get people to vote early this time than I have in the past. So maybe that's part of it.
I will say I've only had like 3 door knockers. Kind of bummed about that.
I've never got a door knocker, but I also live in an apartment building.
Yeah, so. That's rough. Canvassing territory. See, I think I live in really good canvassing territory. I will say Dave Griffith's wife has come to my house. Locke Thompson and Locke Thompson's sister have come to my house. And a Prop A person came to my house. Very nice. Anyway, so if you want to send some canvassers to my neighborhood, I might be nice. Is what I'm saying. Also from that poll, we've got Sandra McDowell at 38, Nicole Galloway at 49. There's a lot of people, though, that are still predicting a win for McDowell, especially if Holly pulls it out at the top of the ticket. Maybe he'll pull McDowell across the line, too.
It's very anything's possible.
Anything that is true. Welcome to Missouri, where anything's possible. Cool. And also, we got polling finally on Prop D having 55% yes, 40% no. So that's probably a relief to that campaign to see strong numbers there. Yeah. They will have a watch party here in Jefferson City tomorrow at the realtor's office on High Street. If you want to hit that up.
See,
we will be reporting live from our new offices downtown, though.
On the Prop D, Missouri has been pushing for a gas tax increase for a lot of years, and it has not.
I will say, you're kind of oversimplifying that one. Because I know that there was a gas tax actually on the ballot recently. Like,
well, the most recent one actually was an excise tax, period. Yeah. Which, not surprised.
Yeah, no.
It voted down, but I feel like this is like the third time.
Since 96.
They've actually pushed for an increase. But this is the first time that they've had leadership support.
Yes.
All the way from the governor's office. You have McCaskill supporting it. You have bipartisan support. You have the local.
Honestly, the people who aren't supporting it at this point kind of look like they're fringe candidates. Like, yeah. Why aren't you supporting improvements to the roads? It's one of the basic functions of government. What are you doing?
Yeah. I haven't seen an organized opposition against it.
I mean, you don't really have to in Missouri, I'm going to be honest. Just say taxes and people get very angry. But I will say, like, I've been at the Missouri Times for 5 years now, and it's only been a discussion since I've been reporting and watching everything closely. So it's interesting to see something come to actual fruition whenever there's so many legislators who are passionate about fixing the roads and their hands have been tied. So
there's not much.
It looks like that's going to pass, right? You want to do a quick take? You think it passes?
I think the polls are indicating it will pass.
Aaron, you think Missouri is going to have more expensive gas?
I would say no.
You think it's going to fail?
My guess would be no.
Well, I think it's going to pass.
I feel like the roads and bridges are hoping it passes.
Yeah, I literally have a bridge half a mile from my house that's closed. And isn't it like half of Prop D, so that 17 or 12 cents, half goes to counties and cities, right?
So.
And on their website, like, there's a little map of how much your community will get.
30% is going directly to the counties.
Right.
Of it. So it'll increase the gas tax 10 cents over 4 years.
Right.
And so the communications director for safermove.com, Scott Charton, I was talking to him last week, and he said, it's a very complicated issue. He's like, give me 5 minutes with every voter to explain it. And I'm pretty sure
And if you go to their website, I'm pretty sure safermo.com. Their campaign is also called safermo.com. Yes, there is literally a button homepage that says how your community benefits.
Yeah.
And so there is a breakdown of every gallon's worth of tax, for lack of a better word. So we're in Cole County. I'm lazy, so I'm not going to scroll. I'm going to do a page find on this. Cole County. Jefferson City would get $677,594 if this were to pass. You know what that's going to do? It's going to fix that dang bridge by my house. Like, there's kids in our neighborhood. We can't be having closed bridges.
See, the problem is that it's such a complicated issue, and it's not something, as Scott says, you can fit on a bumper sticker to make it all make sense.
That's true, but you can fit a website on a bumper sticker and have the website packed to the gills with information. So if your internal jury is still out on that, I do encourage you to go to this website. It's very cut and dry. And of course, Cole County will get $1.3 million from that, and it will fix the bridge in my neighborhood, and I'll stop complaining about it. Whatever motivates you to get to the polls tomorrow. Anyway, I am going to send Lish and maybe Aaron too over to the Missouri Republican Party headquarters to see Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, Secretary of State Ashcroft, Treasurer Schmidt all come out and support
Governor.
The governor will not be at the Jeff City stop. It's the only stop he will not be at today, as far as I have seen in my email.
That is disappointing.
It is. And, you know, I thought I alluded to it on the email, but I've been getting a lot of texts, or I've seen on social media, that the governor has been so busy supporting Prop D and campaigning for Prop D that he hasn't done much for Hawley. And people were speculating about that. But it's the day before the elections, and the governor will literally be campaigning for Hawley all day long. So all those people who thought that, I think you're 100% wrong. Hawley clearly has the 100% support of the governor. And that's that. So are you going to go? Did you early vote, Lish?
I did not. I'm a person that, coming from Oregon, where everything's mail-in ballot.
Wait, for real?
Yes.
Okay.
Oregon is 100% mail-in ballot. Like, they don't have polling stations. And so the fact that Missouri has polling stations is just really exciting for me.
Is it just whimsical?
It's whimsical. And
if you go early tomorrow, you can snag some new stock photos. Yes. If you're really nice to the old lady poll workers.
I'm just really looking forward. I like going to the booth.
I voted absentee for so long that it's kind of like a novelty for me to be able to vote in person. It's charming. It really is.
Yes.
Well, don't forget to go vote tomorrow. If you're listening to this, I'm presuming you actually have already voted, and Alicia and I are the last people that you know who haven't voted yet. Of course, if you get a chance to, if you meet Aaron, give him a lovely welcome. He started on Thursday. I'm very excited to have him. He is taking over Show Me Missouri. He's taking over This Week in Missouri Politics, and so far, he's been very helpful to me. Nonetheless, I will let you go because this is probably 18 minutes of your life that you wish you had billed to a client. Thank you, of course, for listening to another hashtag MoLedge podcast. This was Rachel, Alicia, and Aaron.